With fall in full swing, more moments call for more comfort. Mack Weldon's got you covered with comfortable, easy-to-layer clothes designed for cooler days and timeless style. Their new Ace line, inspired by their best-selling sweatpants, combines everyday comfort with long-lasting, confident looks you can count on. For over a decade, Mack Weldon has designed timeless, innovative menswear to help you move through the day with confidence. With the new Ace line, looking effortlessly sophisticated this fall is easy and comfortable. Stock up on crazy cozy sweatpants, shorts, and sweatshirts that elevate your style. They even have blazers, if you're lucky enough to grab one while they're in stock. Mack Weldon balances classic pieces with updated details to keep you looking sharp, not flashy. Just classic, always in style, and made from the world's most comfortable performance materials. Fall into comfort with Mack Weldon's Ace Collection. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MackWeldon.com, promo code MAC25.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
Let's say you want to be a millionaire. If you had $1 million in your account right now, how would you act? Would you care as much about the no's? Would you care as much about the people who are like, oh, that'll never work, or why'd you do this? Probably not. You're like, look, just so you know, I'm not actually asking you whether I should do it or not. I've already made the decision that this is what I've been called to do.
Yeah.
I'm just asking, you know, if I could get your support. Or I'm just asking if you could help me out on Mondays and Tuesdays watching my son. Mm-hmm. But I'm not asking you whether I should do it or not. So that's what I mean to fake it till you make it. I had to get to that place.
Yeah, but I think some think fake it till you make it means to lie.
Mm.
So we have to clarify.
Yeah, that's why
exactly
I said
what you just said is perfect.
Yep.
It doesn't mean to lie. It just means to show up as your best.
I know.
If you're a go-getter, faith-driven, and family-focused, and need to break through to your next level, this is the podcast for you. Your self-talk can reshape every area of your life. It's time to dream and think big. Welcome to the Self-Talk Experience with Darnell and Tracy Self. It's time to elevate, baby. Let's get into the show.
Hi, welcome to the Self-Talk Experience. I'm Tracy Self, and this is Darnell Self.
Hey, hey. What's up, everybody?
How are you doing today?
I'm amazing.
I'm amazing. Guys, guess what? We're halfway through the season.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness. But it's okay because we have about 5 more episodes
to
go. So I'm still so excited to be with you guys today. And this is a self-talk experience where the things you say to yourself about yourself will eventually attract what or even who you have for yourself. Right,
yeah.
Babe?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so just be careful, guys. We say 70,000 things to ourselves every single day. Mm-hmm. And no, we can't control all 70,000.
I wish I could control, like... 58,000 of them.
Yeah, like, look, guys, you would drive yourself crazy really trying to control all of your thoughts. But our job with the Self-Talk Experience podcast and our mission is to help you to at least start saying better things to yourself. Mm-hmm. Treat yourself how you would want other people to treat you. And the reason why I say it that way is because sometimes, you know, we would get so upset if somebody else disrespected us or said something about one of a family member, someone who we love.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We're like, hold up. You know, that's my mother. That's my friend. Yeah. But we say worse things to ourselves.
That's true. That's very true. We beat up on ourselves way too much.
Yeah.
We really do. I'll say we because I do the same thing.
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah. So we, with the Self-Talk Experience, our goal is to help us to say much better things to ourselves. And as T-Self said, you will find that you will certainly, like without a doubt, start attracting better things for yourself because you are speaking those things.
Absolutely.
And those words have power. We, you know, I used to call our season where we were challenged financially a season of struggle.
Mm.
And again, I'm really careful what words I assign to what seasons in our lives because words have power. And now I realized that was not a season of struggle. It was a season of preparation. And so I'm so thankful for that season because it really prepared us in order to shape us and grow us and mold us for what was coming. Because getting something is one thing and sustaining it is something else. Yeah.
It really is. You know, it's so funny too. Self-talk is internal, but sometimes it's external. We say things out loud oftentimes. We could even be talking about ourselves to someone else saying, don't I look like I gained weight, or don't I look like this doesn't look nice on me? So some things we actually say out loud, and it's really extra important now because we were in a car earlier and I didn't even say it. I was on my phone on my social media and Darnell said something, and the next thing that popped up on my social media was in regards to what he said, and I could not believe it. So a lot of times if you're saying a lot of negative things, it could be picking up on your social media platforms and everything is what comes to you.
Yeah. And I knew it had to be the phones are listening to us because I said caviar. And I never say caviar. I was joking with a friend of mine who was going to meet with somebody in Hollywood. And I said, enjoy your caviar. Which, I mean, how often do I say the word caviar?
So I'm scrolling, and all of a sudden, an ad for some pajamas with caviar on them came up. And I said, no way. So it just proves the point, right?
Yeah.
That we have to be so careful what we put out in the atmosphere.
Yep.
We really do.
No, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
All right. So, look, guys, today I thought we'd talk about the thing. Look, I had to get myself together on this one.
Oh.
Because this was the thing that almost held me back from the life we enjoy today. This thing almost held me back, and it was a serious struggle for me, like a legit struggle. And by the way, I'm still intentional about breaking through, even at this stage in our lives, like age-wise and success-wise, I still have to be intentional about this one because it could seep back in at any moment.
Okay.
You want to know what it is?
What is it?
I think I told you earlier, but it is my concern about what other people think.
What other people think.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, I think we're always constantly growing through that.
Yeah.
Constantly growing through that. And sometimes you may be in a different place in your life that it affects you worse than it would in another season of your life.
Yeah,
So that's a growing process.
Yeah, and I know when we're like taking pictures with people, they're like, oh, get on this side of me because this is my bad side, right? And it's because we know if that picture is shown, we want the best side. So, but that is us worried about what other people are going to think about our picture.
Yeah. Right? That's natural though, right?
I know, that's what I'm saying. So, but if we're not careful, this will bleed into every area of our life, is all I'm saying.
How you do one thing is how you do everything.
Come on now, self-talk. So I thought I'd talk about, I mean, yes, the problem is if we're not careful, this will steer us in a direction that maybe is not a destination that we desire, right? And we end up there and we're like, how'd I get here?
Right.
Because slowly but surely, we'll allow the winds of life to blow us in that direction. Instead of setting our sail to dictate when the winds blow, because we can't control the winds, but we can control how we set our sail. And so as the winds blow, and they will blow, we decide what direction we're going to go in by how we set our sail.
Well, that's true. I wonder if one way to help with that would be to surround yourself with people who support you and are positive.
Yep.
Does that kind of go with that? I just find that if I'm surrounded by people who look out for me, who are cheering for me, who love me as often as I can, that just gives me more confidence.
Yep.
And it makes me feel better about myself and kind of like, well, I don't care what they think because all these people around me think I'm such the bomb.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
It kind of builds you up if you surround yourself with that.
Yeah.
As much as you can. You can't all day, every day, I'm sure. We go through our lives and we have different things we have to get through and places we have to be. But for the most part, the conversations that we have, the people that we look up to, what we watch and who we watch it with. Like, I have a lot of people, we have shows we watch together. And you talk about the shows and you talk about the books you read together. I think that kind of helps you with not worrying so much about what other people think.
Yep. And look, this is critically important, by the way. As you're talking, I'm thinking about this because it's not just surrounding yourself with positive people, mm-hmm. but let me add to that. Mm-hmm. It is also mm-hmm. critically important that the people who you admire most, who you respect their opinion most, is a supportive person that's around you.
Yes. Okay.
Right? Because think about mm-hmm. this. You'll try something on, and unless I give you a certain response, you don't really want to wear it.
Oh, I'm not going to wear it at all.
Right.
I don't just want to, like, oh, okay, that looks nice.
Yeah, you don't want to, oh, that looks nice.
I want you to be like, oh,
really?
Yes, because I care what you think.
Yeah.
Is that bad?
No, that's what I'm saying.
I care what you think because I know you want me to look my best.
That's exactly right. That's where I was going.
It's not judgmental.
Right.
What you think about
right.
me, right?
Yeah, you know
that's
how
positive.
Yeah, you know how folks say
nobody wants to wear something their man don't like.
Well, listen, no, you know how folks say, oh, she don't have friends.
Yes.
You ever hear people say that? Oh, yes. he don't have any friends. And it's because someone allowed them to present themselves in a way that perhaps is not the best look for them.
Right.
And so this is why being around people who are supportive, because without lowering your esteem, mm-hmm. without depleting your self-confidence, mm-hmm. they will say things like, it looks good, but what else do you have as an alternative?
Just don't say it when we're out. You've done that to me before. We were out. We were on a trip. We packed the bags of the only sweatsuit I had. And I put it on, and you were like, oh, that does not flatter your body at all. Well, great, because I don't have anything else to wear. And I don't have any time to go get something else. And I had to work all day. So if you do,
look, I'm quiet.
If you do,
I got lesson learned.
Constructive criticism. I can do my aunt early. And if you have to give constructive criticism, give it to me at the right time. Okay?
Yeah. All right. So guess what? We both learned.
I'm sorry, I went off.
No, that. No, this was good. This is. I'm telling you, relationships that are the strongest have very frequent conversations about how would you like for me to handle this. The next time, so that's better, right? And so we both learn. One, you learn that, hey, look, because you do care about what I think, mm-hmm. if you didn't, that's okay. But because you do, you're like, hey, let me, if there's something that I haven't worn before, let me try this on before I put it in the suitcase.
I do that now.
Yep. So that was because that way, if it is your only thing, so you can pack a little carry on, you don't have to have four just in case, because that's a little crazy. But I also learned that, hey, look, if there isn't another option, then say it later.
Save it for later.
Yeah.
Yes.
So this is why surrounding yourself with supportive people helps out in terms of being a solution when you are trying your best not to allow what other people think to control your life. But again, if the folks who you love most, you do care about what they say, then those are the folks that you may want to ask, hey, what are your thoughts? But at the same time, this is going to sound contradictory, guys.
Right.
Because you also have to challenge the negativity. Mm. Challenge the negativity.
Okay.
This is a self-talk that's critical because you could have someone who is family, who you do love, mm-hmm. but what they are thinking of you and giving an opinion on, you don't desire what they have in that area of their life anyway. I'm trying to say it diplomatically. Let me just say it like it is. I remember when we got married young, mm-hmm. I had a family member who was like, it ain't gonna last. Yeah. But when I say challenge negativity, internally, because you can't say it, well, you could say it, but it'd be mean. But internally, you have to ask yourself, well, do they have a marriage that I desire?
Yeah.
And if the answer is no, then you have to decide how much weight that opinion would carry.
Right.
Right? And it's in everything. It's like when people told me, I don't know if I would quit my job to become an entrepreneur. I don't know if I... Then I have to ask myself, do they have the type of lifestyle that I'm dreaming about?
True.
And if the answer is no, then it's like, hey, look, I respect them. I love them. The love didn't change. But I don't know if I don't know if their opinion should be as weighty as it was back then.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Well, looking back now that I know no more.
Well, sometimes it's not even their opinion because it was absolutely unsolicited. sometimes it's mean-spirited and it's not nice. So you have to get over that hump.
Yeah.
As opposed to not necessarily worrying about what they think, but pushing past the reasoning behind why they would say something like that.
Yeah.
That was more so for me. I don't think I bought her opinion at all, like you said, but I just, it was hard for me to get over because it wasn't supportive.
Yeah.
And I was somebody that I would think that would be supportive. So sometimes when someone you want to be supportive or you look up to be supportive isn't, you have to kind of fare through those feelings as well at the same time, right?
But so, yep, but think about what we're saying here, right? Because you and I, on this episode, we're talking about the concern of what, about what other people think,
okay,
not just buying their opinion. We're just using that as an example.
Okay.
So I think, and you just correct me if I'm wrong, I think in that moment, your self-talk wasn't very positive because you did care about what she thought because it was mean-spirited. It wasn't like you were buying her opinion, but it stuck with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like you, it lived inside of you.
Mm-hmm.
So it did, when we're saying, hey, look, you know, don't allow what other people think to control your destination. And I think it did live with you for a little bit. And you were like, well, why would she say it? I don't understand.
Yes, because I had a lot of growing to do. I was in my 20s.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This fall, fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at MinkyCouture.com.
If someone said it to me now, or the same person said to me now, I can't believe it's still working for you.
Yeah,
I would just smile and say, give me a hug.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah.
But back then,
these are good tips.
It was bad, right?
No,
but I've grown so much to be more confident and to know that you got to let people people.
Yeah, this is good,
Your
right?
life is a lot easier when you let people people.
Yeah.
It's so true. It really is.
So look. So we're talking about not allowing the thinking, the thoughts of others to control your life and control where you end up. Because then you end up at a place where people talk about you anyway. They're going to think what they're going to think anyway. They're going to judge what they're going to judge anyway. But you're at a place where you could have been happier, could have been wealthier, could have been whatever it was,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Could have asked the person out, could have, you know, because they were like, don't ask him out. He's with me. You know, we could have moved out of state. Could have, all the coulda, woulda, shoulda stuff. But we didn't because of, we were concerned about what other people would think about us.
That's true.
So we're saying, surround yourself with supportive people, right? Mm-hmm. We're saying, hey, look, challenge the negativity and where it's coming from, right? And if they even have what you want. You just said, which I think is great as a number three, focus on your growth.
Yeah.
Because you said, I'm just not the same person today. So if the same person in the same situation said the same thing, the difference, the variable is you.
That's absolutely correct.
They could have said the same thing today.
They could still feel the same way.
Right. That's what I'm saying. And they could have said the same mean-spirited way.
Yes.
But because Tracy's self is different, it wouldn't have bothered you the same.
I'm so different because I'm not saying who it is right now.
But
I'm just kidding. I would never do that.
So that's what I'm saying. Focus on growth, because here's one thing I do know. That is that we can't control the thoughts or the actions of others.
Mm-hmm. So true.
Like, not even the people close to you, like kids, siblings, parents, mm-mm, right? You can do your best to inspire them to think differently, to inspire them to move differently,
yep,
to show up earlier, to do whatever it is, right? To not procrastinate as much.
Absolutely.
But guess what? Ultimately, it's their decision.
And as my friend Tyler says, if it makes sense to you, that's all you have to say. Because it might not to me, but yeah, if it makes sense to you, go for it.
Yeah.
No worries, right?
So number three, guys, if you're taking notes, personal growth. Focus on your personal growth, because as you become more, the things that seemed like they were so big and were weighty, right, that really were anchoring you to your past so you couldn't move because their opinions and their thoughts were critical in your decision on whether you should go live on IG, and I'm just maybe my background, you know, I got to wait till I get all my thoughts together, and all of a sudden we don't do what we say we're going to do because we're worried about, do I really have something to say? What if people don't like it? And we're going back to see if people like it and how many likes it has, and we're like, never mind, people don't, I'm just not going to do anymore because I only had 3 likes, and you know, and you've heard me talk about this before. Now, when you feel like you have a purpose and you're passionate about that purpose, you don't do it based on the receptivity. You do it because you feel purpose and led to do it. And then the right crowd will come around.
They'll be receptive to it.
They will be, right? So personal growth.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I think that's going to be key. What else can people do to make sure that we're not buying into the thoughts of others? I think one of the things that was so important to me for me in building my business. Mm-hmm. Like when we first started, we stepped out, by the way, for those who are new to the Self Talk Experience podcast, we've been entrepreneurs since I was 25 when I stepped away from my job.
Yeah.
And you were 29 when you walked away from BET.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that was critical for me was not comparing myself to others.
And it's even harder now because of social media. Yeah. That's hard.
Yeah.
I think we had it easier back then. I mean, you can do it now, of course, still. But back then, as we were growing into who we were becoming, it was a little bit easier.
Yeah.
Because we didn't see it. We didn't know.
Yep.
Until you saw someone and they had Polaroid pictures of the trip they took last year because you hadn't seen them.
Right.
But now everything is instant.
Yeah.
Everything is instant. Yeah. I could take a picture right now and send it to one of our kids and say, hey, look what I'm having on today. They don't have to wait. I don't have to describe it. We could FaceTime. Yeah. There's so many things.
Yeah. It was hard.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you see what others are doing and you see what others have and you see what they're accomplishing or, you know, and it could be in a relationship. You're like, man, what's wrong with me? How come I can't find a relationship that's healthy? Or what's wrong with me? How come I can't, my business is not taking off? What's wrong with me? How come I can't?
Because you're looking around.
Right. So what happens is you have these feelings of inadequacy. And I didn't, you know what I mean, when we decided to sacrifice some things so that we could pour more, invest more into our business, you were like, all right, I'm not going to get my hair done. I'm not going to get my nails done. But you weren't seeing other people online with their nails done and hair done. And no one saw you as much without your hair and nails done, except our family or people at church. Or right? So, you know, we couldn't, it's not like people can see us out at dinner and say, oh, Tracy doesn't have her hair done because we couldn't afford to go out to dinner.
We weren't going anywhere.
Right? So it's just different now. I mean, because a lot of people have a social media, you know, presence.
Of course.
And they want to continue to market themselves or their brand. You know, them sacrifice getting their hair done and nails done, it's like, oh man, it's hard because at the same time, they want to put their brand out
there.
They
want to be attractive to
whatever the audience is, right?
Right.
So we must admit, but things are a little different if you're just starting out from when we started out.
Right.
But we are still saying, do your best not to wait for things to feel perfect. Because your imperfection, which you feel may be imperfection, is actually attractive to a group of people who feel like they have that same flaw.
And if you're showing up at your very best, feeling your very best and looking your very best.
Yeah.
It is so attractive.
Yeah.
It's so attractive.
Yeah.
It really is. So you don't have to worry about that so much.
Yeah, I agree.
Be authentically you.
Yeah.
And a lot of what we see is not real.
Oh my gosh, that's not even
going to go there. So it's so important to show up as yourself, because there are a lot of us out there who are not doing that.
Yep. Yeah, really? And it's, oh man,
we sound like auntie and uncle.
I know we do, but look, that's a whole nother podcast. So,
it is,
you know, and
I
get the whole fake it till you make it thing. It, you know what I mean? In terms of faking, you know, like, hey, look, when I didn't have success, I had to find the posture, because no one wants to follow someone who's unsure about where they headed, because where are you going to lead me? To a place of uncertainty. So you want to follow people that feel like, man, I know where I'm going. I feel like so passionate about where I'm headed, and I feel called to do it. And I'm not asking you on whether you think I should do it or not. I'm simply asking whether you'd like to participate and come along on the journey or not. So that was the fake it till you make it. It was the posture I had to get up and every day talk myself into going out there as if I already had success. Not that I bought a fake Rolex, not that I, you know, pretended like I was standing taking a picture in front of a car that wasn't mine. That's not what I'm talking about when I say fake it till you make it. I'm just saying, if you were, let's say you want to be a millionaire, if you had $1 million in your account right now, how would you act? Would you care as much about the no's? Would you care as much about the people who are like, oh, that'll never work, or why'd you do this? Probably not. You're like, look, just so you know, I'm not actually asking you whether I should do it or not. I've already made the decision that this is what I've been called to do.
Yeah.
I'm just asking, you know, if I could get your support. Or I'm just asking if you could help me out on Mondays and Tuesdays watching my son. Mm-hmm. But I'm not asking you whether I should do it or not. So that's what I mean to fake it till you make it. I had to get to that place.
Yeah, but I think some think fake it till you make it means to lie.
Mm.
So we have to clarify.
Yeah, that's why
exactly
I said.
What you just said is perfect.
Yep.
It doesn't mean to lie. It just means to show up as your best
friend. I know. I can't take it, man. Like,
yeah.
Disingenuous, inauthentic stuff that I said. I'm like, come on, just be you. It's okay. In fact, it's okay to say, when you're out of that testimony, to be able to say, listen, for those who have been following me for a while, what you didn't realize in the days I was smiling, in the days I was praying for others, you know, I was not in the place that I desired to be. And all of a sudden, like, man, I never knew.
And you were also,
right. You always smiled. And now it's an example of what it means to shine in the middle of darkness. Exactly right.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Instead of like, yeah, no, I've always been, you know, good. I've been, you know.
Is that what they did?
I don't know. I just feel like, yeah. Oh, man. All right. Let's do one more. Let's do one more. So last solution. We're just talking about different things that we've done. This is why the self-talk experience, right? It's our experience on things we did to help work through seasons in our lives that for different things that challenged us. And we're talking about the challenge of allowing others' thoughts control our destination.
Mm-hmm.
So the last thing I'll talk about is the power of self-awareness.
Okay.
The power of self-awareness. This one really helped me out, right? And I remember being mentored by some very powerful, successful men and women who kept asking questions. Like, why? You know what I mean? I want to make more money. Why? Because I'm tired of, you know, feeling like I'm one paycheck away from something like the washing machine breaking down or a tire needed to be changed, and I'm done. Like, I honestly could not afford one mishap.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm tired of feeling that level of stress. Well, why? You know what I mean? They just kept digging. And what I eventually identified was what I really wanted and why I wanted it. What I felt like my purpose was.
Right.
And why was my purpose.
Right.
And the reason why this is so important in this particular topic, because when you believe what you believe, it's really hard for someone else's thoughts and opinions to knock you off course.
That's true.
But if you're unsure, anyone's opinion, when we talked about the blowing of the wind, anyone's opinion, like, you think so? This is how you know. They say things like, you think so?
Right.
Wow. Right. Okay. And I see it in my business all the time. It takes one person to say, please tell me you didn't invest money. It's a business. What business do you get started without investing some money?
Right.
And they, because their mindset says, oh, if you invest money, it's a scam, because they're used to a job, which could be a scam in itself, right? To tell you that one day, this is what's going to be available. I'm just saying, if you love what you do, that's awesome. But if you don't love what you do and you're building someone else's dream and they talk you out of building your own dream so that you can stay at a place where you feel shackled and not even happy, then of course it's easy for someone else to dictate what you should do and when you should do it and how much of it you should do and when you can't or not even allowed to do it. But when you know what you want and I know what matters, it's hard for me to buy into the opinions or thoughts of someone to tell me what should matter. Well, you know, you should be. Hey, listen, maybe for you, but not for me, because I know what matters to me.
Almost like standing up for yourself.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
On the inside and verbally.
Yep.
On
yep.
the outside.
All the way through.
All the way.
Look, mm-hmm. if you have a relationship with your God, then it's hard for someone to talk me out of my relationship with Jesus Christ just because I have my own relationship. So it'd be hard for someone to say, well, in my opinion, and look, I respect your opinion. I'm just saying for me and my house, because I've had the experience. You see what I mean? And when you know what you know, it's hard for someone to knock you off the course, to push you into another lane.
You can understand and not agree.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the wonderful thing about, like, you and I. We have folks, different ethnicities, mm-hmm. different religions, mm-hmm. different ages, different educational background, and we can hang out with all of them.
You can acknowledge.
Because we have true self-awareness.
Absolutely.
Right? Mm-hmm. Self-talk. True self-awareness. And that's all I'm asking as that tip, that you start to become aware of who you are and what matters to you and what your values are and what your beliefs are. And then it won't matter as much yes. when others talk about what they feel you should be doing with your life. All right, guys, this has been another episode of the Self-Talk Experience. We pray that something we said today will help you to have a better life, a better future, and certainly a better day, because next year will be determined by what you do month by month. And month by month is determined by what you do week by week. And what you do week by week is determined by what you do every day.
Every day.
So hopefully by watching this today, mm-hmm. if you're watching this on Thursday when we launch every Thursday, it'll help you to change your week and then your months and then your year.
You made my day.
Girl, I make your day every day. That's why I make your months. That's why I make your years. And that's why I make your life.
I love that self-talk, Darnell. Gotta love it.
All right, guys. Remember, the things you say to yourself about yourself will eventually determine what you attract and even who you attract for yourself.
And if we're taking a picture, I can stand anywhere because I have a good side on both
sides. Take care, guys.
Thank you for listening to the Self-Talk Podcast with Darnell and Tracy Self. We hope you enjoyed. Be sure to rate and review this podcast on your favorite podcast listening platform. And we'll see you next time. And remember, talk good to yourself. Talk good to yourself.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.